Sawyer Heppes, podcaster of OC Dweeb. He interviewed me once, and it got sexy and like,
yeah, it was. Oh man, it was all.
You hired that sax player, which I thought was really weird.
Yeah, but... the weird thing is I didn't. I think that was just all part of the magic. So, which funny enough, the guest we had on today is doing this thing called Art on Track this Saturday. That's really cool, where they're actually like redecorating an entire CTA car with like art, like wall to wall, and it's performance art. It's just it's an awesome shit show. And through that guy, he had a friend we met having drinks who makes robots and like robot arms and stuff. Like, all right, yeah, you're coming on the show too. So it's just like happy accident. Before I start real quick, I thought of you today, Eric, when I was over in the studio. I saw Flash Taco, and I wonder if there's actually like a reverse Flash Taco that's in the works that's trying to destroy it. And thank you guys for doing your homework. So, all right.
You still know who he is.
Yeah.
Dwight.
Yeah. Good man.
He's
good
just
man.
Yellow Flash, right?
Yeah.
He's not just yellow. Yeah.
He's a PhD in zooming. Come on.
Dr. Zoom.
Yeah. All right. So since a lot of people have shared some embarrassing secrets about them, I have one that actually very much pertains to homecoming. This is one of those things where the second it was proposed, like, yep, I know what I'm going to talk about. I, as a child, aside from my love of Batman, I have a weird, weird obsession with The Wizard of Oz. I love The Wizard of Oz as kids. In regards to our action figure collector, I have the entire Wizard of Oz action figure set. They're not normally referred to as action figures, especially when it's The Wizard of Oz, even Glenda, because you got to complete the set. But I love that. And, you know, I always grew up loving fiction and fantasy and that sense of getting away. And Dorothy, which developed my major crush on Judy Garland for a long time, sings about that place somewhere over the rainbow. Well, it also, I think, explains why I have an affinity for Alison Brie, too. But she sings about that place somewhere over the rainbow, and finally she's, like, transported this magical world, and she, like, loves it. But then, the whole time, what is she trying to do? She's finally gone to that place that she wanted to go. What does she want to do the entire time? Get back home. And it's weird, because all of us have that sense of distance from our families, maybe even a little bit, sometimes a lot. Home for me is back in Ashburn, Virginia. That is where I grew up. That is always that place I return to. It's weird now when I come home to visit because that is my home. You know that feeling when you get coming back from even like a week or 2 week vacation where your house just feels a little bit different? Like it just feels mildly foreign to you. And then immediately you remember everything you love about it. The smells, the people, just that general feeling. I originally when homecoming was pronounced, some people talked about their homecoming dances, and that actually hasn't come up today, but that I didn't feel registered. But I will say my senior year of high school was probably my favorite year ever, like out of all of education. Like I enjoyed college a lot. I liked the freedom. But senior year I knew things. Everything made sense to me. I had like a girlfriend. I'd gotten into college well early in fall. I was like set. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna become an actor. It's like not a big deal. That's what it is. That's how it works. Some director's gonna be impressed by my moxie. Done deal. And then when I went away to college, it wasn't that way. But the thing was, it still wasn't a permanent move. Like, there was problems, there's drama, and I actually don't, like, there's very few people I even talk to from college because of all the, like, bullcrap I had to deal with. And the older I got, the closer I got to my family. I stopped distancing myself. I stopped running off to hang out with my friends instead of spending time with them. I loved coming back home and having a cocktail with my parents on the back porch. I loved the year I broadened my dad's horizon, even just with the Sam Adams winter pack, beyond drinking Coronas, because that's what my sister liked. Like, and he's like, they're so expensive. I'm like, you can buy better beers for the same price. And that was nice. And most recently, I quit my job. Emotionally, mentally, it was a great decision. It was the best decision I ever made. Economically, not so much. But we live in that era, so, you know, whatever. First thing I really wanted to do, because anytime I make a decision that may not be the best decision, I don't know if anybody else does that, I call my parents. Because you know that they're going to get mad, but you want them to even kind of lie to you a little bit. Be like, no, you made the right decision, you know? And all I wanted to do was just kind of go home. Like, I was happy to have that freedom. I was originally even supposed to have that next day off. But it still felt terrifying to me. There was a sense of freedom when I walked out the door. But after that, it didn't last very long. And I knew that feeling wasn't going to last very long. All I wanted to do was run home and just stay with my parents, have them cook dinner for me, not have to worry about a single thing, because home was that sense of comfort. And slowly, Chicago, which is Oz, I think, in this metaphor, I just wanted to get back home. I felt like, you know, it was almost like winter fell at a point, and it wasn't even that bad, you know what I mean? It's like, that's what all Jon Snow talked about, was going out there and joining his Uncle Benjen and being a ranger, and he's like, life's gonna be magical and happy from now on. But it wasn't that way, and I think it's because we put those expectations. But where I think it switches over to Winterfell and it becomes more important is because that was the choice that Jon Snow made. He took his vow. He made his promise. Everyone told him, once he joined, that it wasn't going to be easy and that it's going to be difficult. But Jon wanted it. And I'm still early on in the books, but I'd like to believe that it gets better. I mean, he starts hunting the undead. Like, spoiler alert. And if you don't watch Game of Thrones, that, you know, shouldn't be a spoiler alert. And that's the beauty of it is, I like now that home is a place I can come and recharge. I like that. But I cannot make it a crutch. Because at one point in time, my parents had to move from where they were. Granted, it wasn't far. It was over the bridge in Maryland into Virginia. But they didn't run back to their parents. I don't see my parents hiding out at my grandparents' house every time things get hard or difficult. I moved up here because this is where I wanted to be. And now this is what I have to establish as my home. So that way, if I end up somewhere else, I just want to maybe get back to Chicago or whatever that is. So just remember that if it feels far away from that safe haven, that maybe it's about developing a new safe haven. All right, thank you guys.